But are my brother's powers set forth?
Aye, madam.
Himself in person there?
Madam, with much ado, your sister is the better soldier.
Lord Edmund spake not with your lord at home?
No, madam.
What might import my sister's letter to him?
I know not, lady.
Faith, he is posted hence on serious matter. It was great ignorance, Gloucester's eyes being out, to let him live. Where he arrives, he moves all hearts against us. Edmund, I think, is gone in pity of his misery to dispatch his knighted life. Moreover, to descry the strength of the enemy.
I must needs after him, madam, with my letter.
Our troops set forth tomorrow. Stay with us. The ways are dangerous.
I may not, madam. My lady charged my duty in this business.
Why should she write to Edmund? Might not you transport her purposes by word? Belike, some things, I know not what. I'll love thee much. Let me unseal the letter.
Madam, I had rather...
I know your lady does not love her husband, I am sure of that. And at her late being here, she gave strange oyads and most speaking looks to noble Edmund. I know you are of her bosom.
Aye, madam.
I speak in understanding. You are. I know it. Therefore, I do advise you, take this note. My lord is dead. Edmund and I have talked, and more convenient is he for my hand than for your lady's. You may gather more. If you do find him, pray you give him this. And when your mistress hears thus much from you, I pray desire her call her wisdom to her. So, fare you well. If you do chance to hear of that blind traitor, preferment falls on him that cuts him off.
Would I could meet him, madam. I should show what party I do follow.
Fare thee well.